Right now, time to bring in the man and the plan, Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
This is always a Thursday morning I hate.
Why?
Oh, just what is happening tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Not much.
Yeah, there is.
The Yankees are firing somebody?
No. I have to pick the Giants tonight.
Oh.
It's Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, it's a dog of a game, boy.
I know, but I got to pick the Giants. So right off the bat, I just have to because they're my team. And I there's no way I can pick Philadelphia because I just never have liked the Eagles. There's been so many miracles of the Meadowlands with the Eagles have won games. I hate the Eagles worse than I hate the Cowboys.
I have to pick the Eagles because the Giants suck.
Hey.
But I don't want to pick the Eagles because they got so many injuries. It's a rat game.
It's a rat game. It is a dog of a game. But I got to pick the Giants.
I'd pick a tie.
Well, in today's NFL, you never know.
No, there's been more ties this year already than there have been in the last five.
Yeah, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, anyway, so all right, so we got those out of the way. So mark those down. We didn't even have to use the kitty litter box this morning. It's just...
Not a kitty litter box. When I came up out of bed this morning and I said, man, the Giants are playing the Eagles, the kitty litter box was upside down.
That's right. That's right.
Even a cat knew it.
It's just a terrible game, terrible game.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So, where do you want to go in sports?
Baseball.
All right.
Can you believe, this is just mind-boggling, the Red Sox are going to pitch David Price again in game two?
What's the matter with them?
I don't get it. Are they trying to lose the series?
I thought they were going to keep him in the bullpen.
They should have kept him in the stands. The guy is 0 for his life in the postseason.
Yeah.
0 for his life. He got lit up by the Yankees, who lit up nobody in the postseason. He's pitching? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
After what Porcello just did the other night? How is he not your game two pitcher? I don't understand. If you're going to pitch Price, you pitch him going to the Wolves in Houston when Red Sox and their fans are hoping they're going here up 2-0. But now you're almost guaranteeing that they're going to be tied 1-1. And with Verlander pitching against Sale in game one, anybody can win that game. If Houston wins game one, and Price pitches game two, and you get the expected outcome of it, pack up the truck because Houston's going to the World Series again.
Hmm.
What a bad move that is. I mean, Cora's gambled. He gambled in a few situations with the Yankees, and he came up on top. This is one that you're not going to win. No way. Price pitching against Houston, oh, my God. Don't let your children watch it, folks. It could be ugly early.
All right.
The other thing I don't understand is the National League plays tomorrow night. They haven't declared a starter yet for Milwaukee. I don't understand how they don't know who's pitching.
Well, especially since, they've had so long to figure it out and get rearrested.
They haven't played since Sunday, I think.
Maybe
or Monday, one of them 2 days.
Maybe too many brewskis.
I don't know. I don't get it. I thought that they had to declare by now just because they had to. For them not to, they don't know who's pitching tomorrow night. That's pretty weird. I don't get that.
Well, it's the brewskis.
Isn't it beautiful to wake up this morning and look at these matchups and you don't see that bad insignia, that bad team playing anymore? It's an enjoyable baseball series now.
Nah, just for Yankee haters.
Well, there's a lot of us.
Yeah, there's more Yankee fans, though.
No. How many people live in this country? 300 million?
Yeah, but you know how many people, Mike, I'm not saying there's more true Yankee fans, but it's like the Dallas Cowboys. Whenever the Dallas Cowboys get into a championship series.
Yeah, the fair weather fans come out of the closet.
That's what I'm talking about. All of a sudden.
It is a lot of fair weather fans.
There are. It's just this. I mean, it's just the way it is.
And I hear people saying if if Houston plays Milwaukee, only the dogs are going to watch the World Series. How could you say something like that? Houston's going out for a repeat, and you got a small market team, which is what you want in the World Series. How can anybody even think something like that?
And a small market team, which is what, won 11 or 12 games in a row?
They're the hottest team in September.
Yeah, so for people to say that's just crazy.
Yeah, those are people that are team fans and not baseball fans. Those are the kind of people that come out of the closet when the Cowboys are in the Super Bowl.
Or the Yankees are in a championship. It's true. I mean, they're just – or Pittsburgh's in it. I mean, all of a sudden you get all these fans all over the country that are wearing all the jerseys. So,
yeah, exactly.
So, but they're not
– I agree.
They're not the ones that live and die with the team.
No.
There's not much else really to talk about.
No. Big football game this weekend, Sunday night. Kansas City plays New England. That should be interesting.
Now,
should
where is
be
that?
Interesting. Don't know if it will be interesting.
Where is that being played?
New England.
Well, then New England's got a shot. They really do. They play.
But here's the thing. Kansas City plays New England at 8:20 Sunday night.
Yeah.
Houston plays at Boston 7 o'clock Sunday night.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well. What the heck?
But, at least Boston's got prime time games now. They play 8 o'clock Saturday and they play 7 o'clock Sunday. I shouldn't say Boston.
Houston.
I meant to say Houston. Yeah.
Hey, you sounds like you got a cold, or were you just screaming?
Yeah, I got something settled in my throat, man.
No, I know what it was.
Good.
You were just screaming screams of joy when the Yankees lost.
Nah. You have a wrong interpretation of me. I sit in my chair quiet as a mouse, and I just shake my head sideways or up and down. And believe me, it went sideways a lot the last couple nights.
Tell me.
I'm going to enjoy this series. Right. I think it's Thursday and there's not a lot going on. I'll put it out there today. I think Houston wins the series in 5 games.
I think you're right.
I think Milwaukee wins their series in 6 games.
I think you're absolutely right. I think Houston. I agree with those predictions absolutely.
I look at it this way, and I'm looking at it purely from a baseball perspective. My Yankee hater hat's in the car. It's not on my head. Cleveland was a better team than the Yankees in September and through the last part of the season. Houston manhandled them, except for the one debacle on Monday night, whenever it was, when Boston beat up the Yankees 16-4 or 1, whatever it was. Boston struggled against the Yankees.
Yeah.
And I think Cleveland is better than the Yankees. So if Houston went through them like a hot knife through butter, I expect them to have an easy time with Boston. People are going to say what they're going to say because they hate me as much as they hate the Yankees sometimes. But it's a must-win for Chris Sale in Game 1. Because if they don't win Game 1 and Price pitches like you expect him to in Game 2, series over. It's done.
Right.
Sale has to win Game 1 against Houston or else it's going to be a dark night in Boston next week.
No, you're exactly right, because if you look at the way Boston played against the Yankees, 5-4 in the first game, the Yankees won the second game, and then the other win was another 1-1 win. I mean, you're right.
The Boston pen is very shaky.
Yeah, really
shaky. Very shaky. And Houston, you've seen what happened when Cleveland's pen went south. They scored runs in bunches. I'm not saying Boston's can't score run in bunches, but the Houston pitching is the best in baseball. The starters get depth. They have more than adequate relief pitchers. They have a good closer with Ozuna. They're the most stacked team in the league, and Boston has a big game ahead of them, first out of the box. And the 108-game season doesn't mean a thing anymore. It's who wins the first team to win 4 games is the winner. And I can't see Boston beating Houston. I just can't. If you go through the lineup, and you go through the staffs, Houston's a much better team. Now, does the much better team always win? No, but Chris Sale has to win Game 1.
All right. We'll check with you mañana.
Yeah, tomorrow we get to really check the kitty litter box, right?
That's exactly right, in detail.
Well, I can't wait for this Colts-Jet game, can you?
Almost as much as tonight's game.
Tonight is a dog of a game.
It is.
I mean, the Eagles are bad. They got injuries. The Giants, God knows what's wrong with them. Yeah. But here's the best thing of the whole thing, Marshall. They're going to get 3 inches of rain in the Meadowlands tonight.
That's going to be fun to watch.
Isn't that fitting? Yeah. It could be like a football follies game.
That's exactly right.
People sliding, balls falling out of people's hands. It might be comical.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
I'm Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.